From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was in Alabama Monday to announce the second round of investments of the Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities funding. Projects from the second funding pool will emphasize the enrollment of small farming and ranching operations, as well as measurement, monitoring, reporting, and verification activities. The investment will expand markets for climate smart commodities, leverage greenhouse gas benefits of climate smart production, and provide direct, meaningful benefits to production agriculture. Fertilizer consumption suffered in 2022 due to market volatility and record high prices, but a new Rabobank report says a recovery in consumption is possible in some regions next year. Rabobank says the affordability index's moving average is trending lower as fertilizer prices are returning to pre-Ukraine war levels. The key to watch for is nitrogen products, as the natural gas crisis in Europe has the potential to make urea and ammonia more expensive. USDA says export inspections of corn and wheat rose during the week ending December 1st. Corn inspections were just over 524,000 metric tons, up from nearly 312,000 tons the prior week, but still behind the 786,000 tons inspected during the same time last year. Wheat assessments reached over 334,000 metric tons during the week, up from 284,500 tons the previous week.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.